Hey everyone, are you ready for a Christmas deep dive?
Yeah, let's get festive.
Tonight, we're going to explore a heartwarming Christmas story.
Sounds perfect for this time of year.
It's all about family, traditions, and finding blessings in unexpected places.
I like it already.
So picture this, it's Christmas Eve, and the Jenkins family is gathered around their Christmas tree.
Ah, classic Christmas scene.
But wait, there's a twist. This family has a special tradition.
Oh, I love a good tradition. Tell me more.
Each year, they write down a blessing on a piece of paper and tuck it inside a brand new ornament.
That's such a beautiful idea.
I know, right?
Ah.
It's like capturing a little piece of their hopes and dreams each Christmas.
And creating a time capsule of their family memories.
Exactly. And this year, they have a beautiful gold star ornament, just perfect for their blessings.
Ooh, a star. Very festive.
Yeah. But here comes the oops moment. Little Thomas, the youngest, gets a little too excited and...
Uh-oh, I bet I know what's coming.
You got it. He knocks over the entire box of ornaments.
Oh, no. Broken ornaments all over the place.
You'd think it would be a disaster, right?
Yeah, a Christmas Eve nightmare.
But here's the thing. Instead of getting upset, everyone just starts laughing.
That's the best way to react. Turn that frown upside down.
Exactly. And Joey, the other little one, well, he thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
Kids love a bit of chaos.
So much so that he decides to write his blessing about Thomas breaking things.
Uh-huh, what?
He's thankful that Thomas breaks things because it always makes everyone laugh.
See, finding the blessings in unexpected places, what a sweet kid.
Right, and then Grandma, full of wisdom, as her own blessing.
Let me guess, she's thankful for her clumsy grandkids.
Uh-huh, close. She's thankful for a family who can find the fun in any situation, you know, for turning messes into memories.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Finally, they hang that star ornament on the very top of the tree. And guess what?
What happens?
It's like it starts glowing with a special kind of magic.
That's the spirit of Christmas, right?
Totally. Okay. Have you ever had an ornament that felt magical to you?
You know, I have. It's a simple little glass bird my grandmother gave me.
Oh, that's lovely.
It doesn't light up or anything, but every time I see it on the tree, I think of her and all the Christmases we spent together.
Objects can really become so much more than just objects when they hold special meaning for us.
Absolutely, especially when they're connected to traditions and loved ones.
That's what makes this story so heartwarming. The Jenkins family realizes that the best gift isn't the ornament itself.
It's about something much bigger.
It's the love and laughter they share, you know, accidents and all.
Well, so even though they had a little mishap, the real blessing is the family itself.
Yeah, it's the true Christmas spirit. And speaking of blessings, what about you? What little messes in your life have actually turned into great memories?
That's a good one to think about. I bet there are more than we realize.
Exactly. Well, I hope this story gets you thinking about the unexpected blessings in your own life. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.